This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn. The death toll has grown to 115 from the horrific mass shooting at a concert venue in Moscow.
I saw how the terrorists came in and started shooting everyone. We were led to an exit, but it was locked. We ran around looking for a way out. In the end, we went into the basement.
CBS's Deborah Pata says ISIS has claimed responsibility.
The U.S. embassy recently warned about the threat of terrorist attacks in Moscow and advised Americans to stay away from concert venues. A U.S. source familiar with the intelligence told CBS News there's been a steady stream of intelligence dating back to November about ISIS wanting to strike in Russia. But we've been told there is no known threat to the U.S. emanating from the attack near Moscow.
Off to Capitol Hill now, where Senate lawmakers stayed up late and finally got it done, passing a $1.2 trillion spending package to avoid a government shutdown. Correspondent Scott McFarlane with what's in the bill.
The military pay raises included, expanded child care subsidies. Democrats made that a priority. It reduces some foreign aid. It cuts into government diversity programs. That was a Republican priority. The Department of Homeland Security, that was the stickiest. They have approved money for more border agents and more border detention beds, new border security technology. All of this helped create a compromise that a sufficient number of House members and eventually senators would agree to.
A stunning announcement from the Princess of Wales, Kate Middleton, yesterday, who disclosed she has cancer and is undergoing chemotherapy.
It has taken us time to explain everything to George, Charlotte and Louis in a way that's appropriate for them and to reassure them that I'm going to be okay.
CBS's Charlie Daggett is outside Buckingham Palace.
To the world, she's Catherine, the Princess of Wales. But firstly, a 42-year-old mother of three young children, Prince George, 10, Princess Charlotte, 8, and Prince Louis, just 5.
A concrete truck hit a school bus in Texas. Two people are dead.
We don't like to see somebody lose their lives, especially a child. Yeah. So it's hard to work your emotions and work your way through things that's happening around you.
The bus was full of pre-K children returning from a field trip to the zoo. An investigation into what caused the deadly crash is expected to take weeks. Your brackets may be busted. So how much cash did you throw in at March Madness? The American Gaming Association says Americans have placed $2.7 billion of legal bets on the men's and women's tournaments this year. That's more than the Super Bowl. Good luck. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Wisconsin has an election April 2nd. While the presidential nominations are sewn up, there are still important matters for voters to decide. Here's Mike Moan.
Groups like All Voting is Local still implore voters to turn out for Wisconsin's April 2nd election. State Director Sam Liebert points to municipal and county-level races. And there's a proposed constitutional amendment to ban private grants and helping fund local offices that administer elections. It's an idea his group opposes.
I think the real question and the real issue at hand is, why are our elections and their administrators underfunded? There's so much concern about third-party funding. Let's have that discussion in the state budget, at our local levels.
The ballot question was pushed by GOP lawmakers who say these functions need to be shielded from any undue influence. In 2020, Wisconsin communities received grants from Mark Zuckerberg to help election clerks manage needs during the pandemic. Liebert argues permanently restricting donations would undermine election integrity, noting potential meddling from bad actors both foreign and domestic. And opponents of the question say election administrators are dealing with aging infrastructure and in some cases a lack of volunteers. As for the spring vote, Liebert says Wisconsinites could ease some of the pressure by casting a ballot early.
If they're able to vote early in person, that's a great opportunity. It helps make the lines go faster on election day.
Another proposed constitutional amendment Republicans have placed on the statewide ballot asks to further clarify who should be allowed to serve as a poll worker. That question also was opposed by many pro-democracy groups. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection. Support for this reporting was provided by the Carnegie Corporation of New York.
This is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Monday on Nightlight, I welcome Capital Times entertainment reporter Rob Thomas. It's Nightlight from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Weather forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, sunshine and a high near 34. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows around 25. Chance of rain and snow for Sunday with a high near 40 degrees and the winds pick up a little bit. Windy Sunday night and a chance of rain and snow, a low around 36. All rain Monday, highs in the 50s.
It's 21 right now.
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Are you ready?
March 23rd, 2024. Can you keep the song going on you? If it's 8 o'clock on Saturday morning, it's still time for This Week in Waukesha. And my guests, Daytona Crebo and Colleen Kubiak, are going to help me out with the chorus line here to my walkout song, Give It Up by Hot House Flowers. And remember, it's give it up, share it out, help who you can, talk about it, talk about it. Doesn't get better than live and local here in The Shaw. Here it comes. And I knew you can help too. All right, here it comes. Ready?
Give it up.
Share it out.
Share it out. Help who you can.
Help who you can.
Talk about it. Talk about it.
Hey, great job. And we are talking about it here on this beautiful Saturday morning. Boy, what a difference from yesterday morning. It was a beautiful snowfall, but it was snowfall nonetheless after so many weeks of gorgeous weather. Again, I'm your host, Don Brown, with my good friend Anya helping out here on the board. And we are live and local from the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown here in the WAUK studios, right around the corner from Theodore Yeoman's Park, where, especially in this Women's History Month, we are proud to honor our suffragette heritage here in the Shaw. So again, as I said in the first hour, parents, teachers, students of life, do what you can to learn about Theodora Yeomans and her incredible legacy that helped our nation ratify the 19th Amendment. And Wisconsin was the first to do that, thanks to her. And honor this legacy further by making your vote count on either on April 2nd or during this week. We can go down to City Hall anytime between 8 and 4:30 Monday through Thursday, cast your vote, or on Friday until 5 p.m. To do that. And you can sign up for absentee voting by March 28th as well. So many options. Please make a plan. Make your vote count. And remember, to learn more about the candidates, go to my podcast page, either through waukradio.com or civicmedia.us, and check out the last two episodes if you happen to miss them. I had last week, it was the incumbents, Dr. Kelly Piazek and Anthony Zenobia. And the week before it was the contending candidates, Angelique Byrne and Stephanie Fidlin. So be sure to check those episodes out to learn more about the candidates for the school board. So, and I'm honored to have back here in the second hour my guest, Dr. Daytona Crebo, traveling chiropractor and social media entrepreneur, self-employed since her senior year of high school, Colleen Kubiak. So, and as we mentioned in the first hour, Daytona's new to Waukesha. Colleen grew up in the area, came to high school at Waukesha West, and both have chosen to live here with their spouses and their young children, and they're really enjoying life here. That's fair to say.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. We love Waukesha. Yeah.
And a question I raised earlier, and I guess now's a good time to ask, is, you know, we want to know, and we want to hear from you, too. We're taking your calls, 414-441-2941. What does radio mean to you? And Daytona, you made a good point earlier in the show that when you came to town, you wanted to learn a little bit more. How'd you hear about my show?
Google, to be completely honest. We said, what's a local Waukesha station? Because we wanted to learn about the community as a whole and what's going on, right? I mean,
okay.
I knew of Friday Night Lives just from walking downtown. So, like, what other activities are there? And if you listeners have suggestions for me as someone new to the area, please call in and let me know, because I'm always wanting to get out and enjoy the community. But radio as a whole has changed over the years for me. Growing up, it was going to soccer practices, listening to my mom and dad's favorite stations, and just kind of singing as a family. And then it was high school, like, basketball, soccer, bus trips of everyone like, oh yeah, this song's way overplayed now, but we love it, right?
Yeah.
And everyone singing to songs that otherwise you might not bond with someone else growing up. But since then, I don't know if it's because I'm trying to always learn, but it's a lot more of talking, hearing about community, learning about what's going on and all that.
Sure. But, you know, there's always those corny local radio jingles, like the ads, like the jingles like that you still can't get out of your head years later. So.
Absolutely. Earworms.
My dad was a general manager for the largest Chevy dealer in our hometown, and their ad used to say, Vernon Chevrolet, just a stone's throw away. And then you'd hear the broken glass sound. And you'd hear like a provocative woman's voice going, I wish you wouldn't do that. You know, and I was like, that one's never gotten out of my head. But yeah, there's so many great, as well as some of the different like radio promotions too.
For
so
sure.
Like there was a great DJ back home named Danny Nevereth, and his little promo show would be, Danny moves my fanny in the morning. Boom, boom. Danny.
Where do they come up with these things?
Well, the funny thing was, is they had there was a famous British actor in town. I'm trying to think who it was. It'll come to me, but fanny has a different meaning in the English.
Yeah.
English line, a very different meaning. And he couldn't, you know, because they asked him to read the lines on the radio. Like, yeah, Danny moves. This is how Danny moves. And he almost wouldn't do it until someone explained, well, you know, here it has a different context, but.
Context is everything
so
there.
Yep. So, but for me too, it's also been about just the nuggets of information that you wouldn't necessarily get on television or on traditional news outlets. I know I might get in trouble with civic media here, but I used to love when Joey Cardine was on the NPR affiliate in Madison. That was a great show. I don't know if Anya, did you ever listen to Joey Cardine when she was on?
The name isn't. I was a big NPR fan, but the name isn't familiar to me. No,
she was a radio. She retired like maybe 10 or 12 years ago, and I wish I could remember the name of the show. But it was like a 6 to 8 show, and she always had the best guests, and she always had like just great nuggets of Wisconsin life. Again, that you wouldn't have seen perhaps in the newspaper or on television, but in radio for that, you know, especially when you're in your car and that listening. It was always very very intriguing, entertaining stuff, and things that would inspire you to want to learn more. So
that's what it's, yeah, and I love that it's local, right?
Yeah,
it's a certain radius around this area, and then it's not nationwide like you would see on most news programs.
Sure. And so, a good example is if you have confidential papers to discard, the City of Waukesha will be hosting the next paper shredding event on March 30th from 9 to 11. The event is held at the drop off center, enter at 600 Century Drive. There will be a paper shredding company on site to collect and shred residential materials, which will then be properly recycled. Only papers will be accepted. No digital media, plastics, or other material may be included. The cost is $5 for up to 3 banker's boxes of material. That's an interesting expression. I don't know what that is. The limit is 12 banker boxes per vehicle at a cost of $20. The event is cash only. So keep that in mind for your any paper destruction that you want. So, again, something you wouldn't necessarily find in other forms of media. Colleen, with your work with social media, do you find there are opportunities to interface with radio, like saying taking a radio show interview and putting it on one of the outlets?
Yeah, absolutely. Every once in a while, not as often anymore, earlier in my career, doing press releases for businesses, whether they're opening something new or having a cool event or something like that. And, I mean, radio is just... there's a little bit more heart behind it. And I think people hearing that voice behind a business is so powerful.
Yep.
So it was definitely something we encouraged a lot of clients to do.
Terrific. You know, I was going to ask you too earlier, how do you have a social media campaign for your business? Or is it kind of like the cobbler's kids having no shoes?
Oh, that is so real. It right now we're kind of in an unexpected busy season. So we are 100% focused on clients right now. But for us, it's keeping a little bit of humor and personality going up constantly and consistency. So one, highlighting clients here and there, and then two, getting some short form videos out there. It's just sticking to that consistency at the moment. And then going into summer now we'll be aiming at. We'll see what's next.
Love it. Love it. You know, and our focus here is very local, but I guess I do have to take a quick pause because I guess one of the big global news breaking stories was, of course, what happened with Kate Middleton when it was finally revealed that she was diagnosed with cancer. And obviously our hearts go out to her and their family. I mean, you know, nobody should have to suffer through that. But you had made a comment about the specific diagnosis and the how popular it's become, or how, you know, common, I should say.
Yeah. Definitely, yeah.
What was it again, the specific?
The colorectal cancer. So Screenings, especially 40+. Like I said, I'm not a medical doctor. I'm definitely not doing these screenings, but all aspects of health are important. It's what, the third leading diagnosis for cancer and second leading cause of cancer death. I believe those are statistics.
Okay.
Like I said, definitely not an expert. It's just one of those things I'm aware of.
Yeah.
Where during my initial intake, I'll ask patients, like, hey, have you had your checkups? Are you up to date on your screenings? Because we definitely don't want those things to go undetected.
Appreciate that. And you know, unfortunately, we've heard a lot about this, you know, about like families and kids and other, you know, and parents being affected with cancer and other diseases. We did a big lot of coverage on Waukesha firefighter Mark Schrader and the fundraising efforts for his daughter Mary, who's battling leukemia, a diagnosis that was recent as of last Thanksgiving. And so it's really one of these things that it affects the whole community. And so it's another great advantage of radio is that you can, you know, a global issue that affects a celebrity, and you can kind of bring it to a local level, like, what does this mean to us?
Mm-hmm.
And so there's certainly unfortunately, you know, too many stories of people we love, you know, dealing with things like cancer. But the good news, I mean, because the research has come so far too, is that we're also hearing about more positive outcomes. So more on that. So, and speaking of positive outcomes, how's business been lately for you both?
So mine is so new that we're still just trying to get the word out about what truly mobile chiropractic is, but things have been picking up. And feeling like we're at a good spot and a little bit of a rhythm of actually creating the content, getting out in a community and meeting people. So things have been pretty good in that aspect.
Things have been great in my business because Daytona is visiting regularly, adjusting my back from all my slouching over my computer because we are in this busy season. It's been wonderful. We've brought on a few new clients and are getting to do some exciting projects. So it's been great. It's an exciting time of life and business.
Sounds great. Well, we're going to learn more about these unique entrepreneurs and their unique small businesses. Plus, we're going to talk about National Reading Month, a contest, a civic media contest where you can win a trip to Chula Vista in the Dells. And a final shout out on Irish American History Month, too. And so much more to unpack here on This Week in Waukesha on WAUK, 540 AM, 101.1 FM, The Shaw. And don't forget to download the Civic Media app if you haven't already. Okay, here we go, one more time. As long as you know.
Give it up. The Shaw, WAUK.
It seems like the cost of everything is going up, so it's nice to save a little dough when you can, especially for something you love to eat every day. Before I go grocery shopping, I print out a coupon for $1 off any Country Hearth, Village Hearth, or Artisan Hearth bread product. My favorite is Dakota Style 12 grain. My wife's breakfast go-to is a toasted Village Hearth English muffin. We can save a buck on each. Go to countryhearthbreads.com/coupons and print one or two out before your next shopping trip. And don't forget, Country Hearth, Village Hearth, and Artisan Hearth bread products are baked locally and delivered fresh daily.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth.
We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
You're listening to The Shaw, W-A-U-K, Waukesha's home for Matt Nair on air.
Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
You're listening to The Shaw, W-A-U-K, Waukesha's home for Matt Nair.
I will stroll the merry way and jump the hedges first. Drink the clear, clean water for to quench my thirst. And I will watch the ferry boats and they'll get high.
Hey, you're listening to This Week in Waukesha. And it is, and I'm your host, Don Brown, joined by Anya on the board and my special guest, Dr. Daytona Crebo. And the doctor of social media, Helene Kubiak.
Getting upgraded every time.
That's a new one, and I will take it.
All right. And that song you heard is my favorite cover. It's a cover of Van Morrison's Sweet Thing by the Waterboys from the Fisherman's Blues album. One of the greatest albums of all time. And I love that song. I could listen to it all day. And for... I compared to other Irish Americans, I celebrate St. Patrick's Day a very different way. You know, you won't see me getting ripped at the bars or doing all the, you know, the Main Street stuff, if you will. I had an opportunity to watch a movie that actually included a friend of mine in it. It was called The Job of Songs. And Anya, I know, a huge movie buff. I definitely encourage you to check this out. I bought it on Amazon. So yeah, honey, if you're listening, my wife, if you see that bill for $12.99 for my Amazon Prime, that's me. But it's takes place in a coastal village in the west of Ireland, County Clare. It's called Doolin, not far down the road from where my father's parents came from. And there was a pub there. There's a great traditional Irish music tradition that not only has included the locals, but have drawn others from around the country and around the world to participate in. One of them is a good friend of mine I met during my Chicago days named Owen O'Neill, who's he's interviewed in it, and he has his own radio show that focuses on Irish music on Clare FM, if you happen to be in Ireland. And I want to work to have Owen on my show and then me on his show. Well, he's a great musician and a great, shall we say, a curator of the Irish music tradition. And so he's included in this movie along with a famous Irish musician named Luca Bloom, younger brother of Christy Moore. And he's lived in Doolin like the past 30 years. And it's a must see if you're serious about Irish culture and Irish music. And you just love music in general. And it surprising to me is towards the end, I did a deeper dive into alcoholism and depression that affects many of us Irish. And sometimes the solitude of that Irish music culture, that music, I mean, when you're a musician, there is kind of, like any artist, there is kind of that periods of loneliness or isolation in your life, but yet you come to play and you're part of this like larger community. And so just a lot of really interesting themes at once, and it was really well done. And so I highly encourage you to check that out. So, and we are back with my guest, Dr. Daytona Crebo.
Well, hello.
And the doctor of social media, Helene Kubiak.
Hello. So,
and also here in the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown, one of our resident counsels has arrived, James Santel. Really glad to see him as always. And he's getting ready for his show that comes on at 9 o'clock at the end of this one. I highly encourage you to check it out, capturing the most important legal issues of the day. So always great to have Jim here in residence. So, and as young parents, this will interest you. The city has an event coming on Parks and Rec called How to Be a Bigger Bunny on Saturday, April 6th. Join the city for a family adventure walk with fun activity stations based on the book How to Be a Bigger Bunny. Every family will get a copy of the book as they participate in rock climbing, pirate boat race with a take-home boat, bunny air decorating,
designing a superhero cape, and more family fun. The event is a fundraiser for the Waukesha Parks Recreation and Forestry Financial Assistance Fund, and I couldn't think of many better funds to support than that. They do great work, and what a great idea for a fundraiser, too. And it is also National Reading Month, and so my questions for my guest is, what are you reading lately, and what did you read in your youth that really inspired you to read more? Colleen.
I was indoctrinated to reading very young by my family. Yes. Big readers, at every moment of every day. Chronicles of Narnia was a big one. I think that was like the first.
Last week talked about that too.
Yeah, that was like the first big hook. I had someone ask me what my favorite childhood memory was yesterday, and it was like curling up in bed with my brother, and my dad would sit and read to us from the collector's edition of all of the Narnia books. So love that.
Yeah,
terrific.
Yeah, so I wasn't as big of a reader and indoctrinated in it as much. But I did actually read Chronicles of Narnia growing up as well. There's
sure.
the fun debate of what's the first book in that series.
Sure, yeah.
Right, back and forth. But then, I mean, of a 90s kid, it's Harry Potter, right?
Right.
And then I was like right on the cusp of like Percy Jackson, learning a little bit about like Greek mythology.
Nice.
So that one was a lot of fun.
Sure. Terrific. Yeah, you know, it's for me, I didn't get indoctrinated into Chronicles of Narnia until I was a parent. When we had it around the house, but I wanted to teach my kids to read, especially for my oldest son, for my, you know, my first marriage. I wanted that, you know, to really be active in his life. And we read those books together. And he told me years later, like when he was in a class, that he was either bored with the subject matter or he was sad or something. And he looked out the window and he started imagining scenes from Chronicles of Narnia. He was kind of like living through them and creating his own story. And I'm like, not that I encourage people to drift while they're in class, kids, but you know, at least I think he had a creative mechanism for you know, dealing with issues that he was having and feeding that creative mind. And so I can really appreciate that.
Absolutely, that's some healthy escapism, right?
Yeah,
there.
That's the exact word I was going to use: escapism. Right. Yeah. That's why you should find what brings you joy and helps you get away from the stress of day to day. Whether it's reading's a great one.
I thought of another book too, and Anya, if you want to be included in this, we could put you on the spot if there's a favorite book that you had as a youth.
A favorite book? Oh, geez. You know, I was a big Percy Jackson fan, so I guess I will go with that. And
classic.
Of those books, I'll go with the first one because that's the one where they go on their little trip across America. They stop in Vegas and Nashville and all these places. So I guess I'll go with that's a favorite from my youth.
Yeah, that's a fun one.
That's terrific. I like that one. I'm going to move up a few years, like middle school years, and I actually pulled a book off the shelf. I didn't have to read it for school, but I think I ended up writing a paper about it. It was Of Mice and Men by John Steinbeck.
Mm-hmm. Did you remember?
Yep.
What a great
read that one.
I had to read it again in 10th grade, and it didn't dawn on me as a 7th grader when I first read it, but that Lenny actually was somebody that was dealing with developmental disabilities. You know, you just saw it in the first book, well, he's just slow or he's not, but there was much more to that story than one would think. And just these universal themes of like friendship and especially during the Depression. And while none of us lived through the Great Depression, there are periods in our lives where we really have to rely on each other and the bonds that can form. And I just thought that was a wonderful portrait and a great book for young readers. And it's not a very long book, too, for slow readers like me, too. That is a great one. So, but as a slow reader, I didn't catch on to all the great books until I was like college age or past college. But then I did. I read them like in a day, like To Kill a Mockingbird and The Water is Wide. And so, but so much more to talk about here on This Week in Waukesha as we continue with my two doctors, Colleen Kubiak and Dr. Daytona Crebo, here on This Week in Waukesha, WUK.
I'm dynamite and I don't know why.
Your home of the Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. At least 115 are dead after a massacre at a rock concert in Moscow. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
The images are just horrible, hard to watch, and our thoughts obviously are going to be with the victims of this terrible, terrible shooting attack.
ISIS claiming responsibility for the attack. Well, crisis averted. Around 2 a.m. this morning, the Senate passed a massive spending bill and the government stays open. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
It is good for the country that we have reached this bipartisan deal. It wasn't easy, but our persistence has been worth it.
The Princess of Wales announced yesterday she has cancer.
At this time, I'm also thinking of all those whose lives have been affected by cancer. For everyone facing this disease, in whatever form, please do not lose faith or hope. You are not alone.
Kate Middleton says she's undergoing chemotherapy. CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Wisconsin goes one and done. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. March Madness, the Wisconsin Badgers eliminated from the NCAA tournament. Too many missed shots, too many turnovers. They lose to James Madison University, 72-61. The Badgers season over with a record of 22-14. Marquette with a win over Western Kentucky, 87-69. They'll face Colorado on Sunday. Golden Eagles head coach Shaka Smart.
I thought Western Kentucky played with phenomenal aggressiveness in the first half. Hats off to their team, the way that they competed and battled. Fortunately, Tyler and Cam kept us afloat. You know, we were fortunate to only be down 7 at the half. So just grateful for the response. You know, we talk about building championship habits. One of the most important of those is the way we respond to adversity. And the guys did a great job of that today.
Hockey, the Wisconsin Badgers women's team beat Colgate 3-1. They'll advance to the finals against Ohio State on Sunday. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, sunshine and a high near 34. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows around 25. Chance of rain and snow for Sunday with a high near 40 degrees and the winds pick up a little bit. Windy Sunday night and a chance of rain and snow, a low around 36. All rain Monday, highs in the 50s.
It's 21 right now.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on The Shaw. 101.1 FM and 540 AM WAUK. And on the Civic Media app. Matinair on Air.
The hearing surrounding the alleged Biden crime family didn't go very well for House Republicans. They got nothing.
They also have no way of moving this country forward. Every 45 days, we're on the brink of a shutdown because these idiots can't come together and put forth a budget. How about this? You don't get to try to impeach anybody until you finish your homework.
I would heartily back that.
Matinair on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Being blind doesn't always look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support and where I can be seen.
Innovative research, educational resources, supportive community. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is leading the charge in finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases. Learn more at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Sam Neill talked about being at the Jurassic Park premiere in London with his 10-year-old son and sitting next to Princess Diana. Apparently, Sam Neill's son had really bad gas. Through the whole premiere, his biggest fear was that Princess Di thought it was him, and he didn't say anything. He did not out his son. I think that's so cool.
That's a great dad right there.
That's a great dad.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
been down there on the floor. No one's ever gonna keep me down again. Whoa, yes, I'm wise, but it's wisdom for the pain. Yes, I paid the price, but look how much I gained. If I have to, I can do anything. I am strong, I am invincible.
Hey, listen to This Week in Waukesha. I mean, honor of Women's History Month, you're listening to I Am Woman by Helen Reddy. And I'm old enough to remember when that was a hit, when that first came out. And kind of just have very fond memories of my mother, who was the first woman in her family to finish college and led really a complete life as an educator, happily married for more than 65 years, raised 10 children. And I remember like her reaction whenever she'd hear that song on the radio, or songs by Carole King too, another great heroine in my opinion. Tapestry album probably remains like the greatest album of all time. And I think of my mother, and I think there was an article recently, and James Santel might remember, it was a famous Supreme Court justice. I believe she might have been the first Supreme Court justice in Wisconsin history, and she was criticized for a picture like in a Sunday newspaper article, like it was the Madison newspaper or Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, where she was sitting in her home and around her coffee table. And a lot of a woman thought that that was too domesticated. But she did it on purpose because she had said, you know, a lot of times women are put in a box. Either you have to be that domesticated wife, parent, or you have to be this professional. And she said, well, I wanted to have it all. And why can't I? And so I always applauded that response. And to me, that's kind of how my mother was, the kind of life my mother had, where she got to have a career as an educator and as a mother of 10, God help her. And so, it's like, I always get choked up when I hear, Helen Reddy's I Am Woman. And, you two probably aren't old enough, but if any fans of the series Family Ties or Michael J. Fox got his big break, his parents are kind of hippies, you know, dad worked for public radio but he's the opposite. He's like a Reagan, you know, Republican, and like would wear ties to school, like in high school. And he's dating a girl played by Courtney Cox. And she was very, you know, very active in feminist movements. And he was trying to woo her. And next thing you know, he finds himself really engulfed or really embracing the woman's movement. He gets arrested in this protest. And his father's reading the affidavit. And the statement said Michael J. Fox, Alex P. Keaton, was making to the police. And he's like, I am woman, hear me roar. And I still laugh at that. I think that was hilarious. Especially if you understood this, the Michael J. Fox character, where he's like this big Reagan trickle-down economics guy. Colleen, a full-time mother and also a full-time mm-hmm. self-employed business owner.
Mm-hmm.
What does Women's History Month mean to you?
I think a million different things. It means most of the time getting to hear awesome stuff like that. Like, do you know how encouraging it is to hear that a mother made it through, one, working and having 10 children? Like, I can do it. I'll be okay. I'm in a really blessed position where I'm able to do this. And my husband and I think make a great team with parenting and stuff like that. But yeah, Women's History Month, it's just, I think, an excuse to share that experience.
Sure.
And it's been, it's really cool just to hear all the stories.
Sure. Sure. And, you know, you're happily married and mm-hmm. Your wife works, correct?
Oh, my wife is amazing. She does so much. I mean, she has full-time career job, has rental properties, full-time right. mom. Has helped her brother with remodeling business, helps me with my business. Truthfully, I don't know how she does it all. She is amazing. Yeah. It's the best people in my life are truthfully women. Like,
sure.
Yeah.
Well, and I can vouch for that too. My wife, Melissa, is a very accomplished educator, more than 20 years in charter schools and also very active in the community. She's president of the Waukesha South Boosters. And never misses any of our children's games or activities. And just, again, same thing. I don't know how she does it. So
it's incredible.
Yeah. Kudos to her. And, hey, and for, I guess, as a tribute to a woman, you could say, and really to everybody who loves Wisconsin and the Dells, Civic Media, our parent company, has this wonderful promotion called Ride into Spring. You text to win. It's a statewide contest. It started earlier this week, and it goes until March 29th. Listen each weekday at 7, 10, 1, and 3 for your chance to win an overnight stay at Chula Vista Resort in the Wisconsin Dells and be entered to win one of two grand prizes that can include new bikes, outdoor patio furniture, a blender, and more. And so please, if you listen to your favorite shows, and if you haven't listened to our weekday shows, it's an incredible lineup. So be sure to tune those in. And again, using the Civic Media app, you don't have to have, although you can go to waukradio.com too, which is what I like to do and give my phone a rest when I'm on site with a client or working from home. But I think that's one. When you look at any of those prizes, I think each one, I think it's fantastic. So be sure to take care of that. Ride into spring. Listen each weekday at 7, 10, 1, and 3 for your chance to win an overnight stay at Chula Vista and also be entered to win one of two grand prizes that include new bikes, outdoor patio furniture, a blender. I mean, even if you win a blender.
I'd take
bonus.
It.
Bonus, yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So, great stuff. And I wanted to shout out to James Santel, who I mentioned earlier, here in residence at the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown. He has, again, graced my guests with some delicious pastries. Can't wait to try them. And also, you'll notice when Jim starts a show, there's a new name. For a long time, we called it Morning Cannolis. Is now Brie.
That's for him to announce, mister.
Oh, no, he just gave me a little
note. Oh, he
note.
Did?
Yeah.
Oh, so then go
yeah.
ahead.
So it's just a little teaser. He'll tell you more.
Yeah, like,
yeah.
Where
so,
are we going?
Cut off. Thanks.
So great job, though, Anya. That was a good catch.
He is
but, on his legal paper, mind you. Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. So just don't be, you're not listening to the wrong show. You're listening to a new show, new and improved. So, but thank you. Yeah. So be sure to check that out. And thanks again, Jim, to these delicious pastries. So now we want to talk, we talked a little bit about your business. What have we not covered so far about your business that's unique? Colleen, you want to go first?
Sure. What have we not covered that's unique? Oh my gosh. You should give me a warning on this one.
Sure. Well, we can move to Daytona if you need a moment.
No, he probably needs. Do you need a moment too?
I got a answer. Yeah.
Get after it.
Yeah. So, I mean, the big thing about running a new business is you don't know what you don't know. There's going to be 1,000 things that come up. But what really, I would say, makes me a little bit different than other chiropractors, other than just every aspect of health and bringing it all together with multiple different approaches, is I really do focus on the mental health side of things. I know you mentioned the movie talking about alcoholism,
sure,
and depression, and it's a real thing that everyone deals with. I've personally dealt with depression, like when my dad got sick and passed.
Sure.
So I really feel for my patients, and pain has a depressing effect on most people.
Good point.
So yeah, connecting with my patients is huge, and that's probably my favorite part of my job is watching the sparkle just come back into people's eyes. They're like, I haven't had a headache in a week. And for some people, they deal with it daily. And that is just life-changing for them. To just see the energy and life come back to them is the most rewarding part of my job.
Yeah. And I guess you don't think of that chronic pain or aspects of issues of physical pain can eventually leach your head.
Yeah, definitely. It's debilitating.
So. Well, I certainly don't want to follow that up. Because you're changing people's lives.
You are too.
I often am changing
you're
lives.
You're helping
just
me change lives.
Your clients
absolutely.
Have figurative headaches.
Yeah.
Not
yes,
getting their name
yeah.
out enough or not getting the brand.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, for so many people, it's that they've worked, you know, so many years to build something really incredible. And then there's this roadblock and it's just getting out there on social media and effectively marketing themselves. And we do that on many different levels, whether it's creating content and then handing it over to them to use as they see fit, whether it's like a month worth of posts or 3 months worth of posts or jumping in and doing it all for them. We kind of do a little bit of everything. And it's really nice to be able to customize that to each person and get to see what their needs really are. And because we're a small business, we're able to, you know, niche into exactly what
sure,
they need.
Sure. Yeah. Now, I know I'm sure you've done a lot of work on the traditional outlet, the ones we're familiar with, Facebook, LinkedIn, mm-hmm. Instagram, X or Twitter, whatever we call it now. What's the most unique social media outlet that you've had to utilize for a client that you've recommended or that they needed?
Honestly, the vast majority of clients aren't interested in jumping into something new and unique. They want something proven that's, you know, working for a lot of people, but that doesn't mean that I don't jump into new social media constantly, just to, you know, be on that cutting edge and learn it for them. And sure, maybe it is the most effective new thing, but I'd say getting on TikTok really quickly was big. Luckily, it was mostly during the pandemic, so we all had a little extra scroll time. Right. But yeah, I think honestly, our biggest unique offering was just jumping into short form video super early and making that super easy and accessible for our clients. So,
sure,
you know, it's 15
second clips.
Because
there's so much you can do with video.
Yeah, absolutely. But it's a huge barrier to entry because honestly, just turning that camera on your phone is intimidating.
Yeah. And it's not cheap to produce it, I imagine.
Yeah, absolutely. It's effective to do it the way we do because it's, you know, on a month to month basis and we're building up this kind of queue of shots that we can use in a bunch of versatile ways. And then the client
can pay for a package then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. I mean, some people do it an alternate way where we're just specifically making a few reels for them. But the most effective way we do it is month to month coming in, creating these things and creating a bank of content for them to work with.
Okay. So it reminds me of a good question for Daytona too, is what do you take all types of health coverage?
So with being such a new business, we don't take insurance. We're still working on getting in with some.
Okay.
And if we started working with an individual business, because we do also in-office visits, we're trying to get into some local businesses that might need another thing to offer to employees as a...
Nice. Like, as a benefit, yeah.
Yeah, to keep them there. Because I know a lot of businesses have been struggling with employee retention. So if I got in with a local business and say they use one specific health insurance... Well, I'd put a lot more of my effort into moving things along with that health insurance to get them on board.
Terrific. Is that something too, as your business grows, will you envision where you'll be able to build the, I guess the...
For sure. Yeah. Because right now with the mobile side of things, insurance doesn't cover as much of me showing up to someone's house. They will cover the adjustment aspect of it, but it is a little bit, cost effective to be in one local place. So once I have that brick and mortar, I will be able to take a lot more insurances.
Sounds terrific.
Yeah.
So, and now again, it's just your only employees are yourselves.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
We have a few contractors, assistants that we work with that help us with client communication and stuff like that. But there's only, well, four of us right now, but it's a beautiful growing little team.
That's neat. And it's so, and I know in my own business too, it's so much more common in this gig economy where you've got teams of contractors.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it's not easy to make it always, especially when you have contractors with very similar skill sets and how you differentiate and how you move. Yeah. So I know that's never easy, but it's also kind of exciting at the same time. You're not, if you can make it work, you're providing so many efficiencies for the client.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of the hardest parts of the job, but also most rewarding is learning how to be a boss.
Yeah, yeah, that's very true. And do you find it hard being the boss of yourself? I know I do.
I think, especially since having a baby, I've gotten into more of the, like, less motivation and more just, like, routine side of things where I've just got to do what I got to do. Whereas before I was like, well, I could take a few hours off and go do this or this.
Sure.
So that's really like made me streamline my life a little bit in beautiful ways. That I'm really happy for. But yeah, definitely that was a struggle, especially starting like really young in high school. It was a little bit of a touch and go.
Yeah. Sounds great.
Yeah. I mean, for me, thankfully, my wife is amazing. I said I'm the only employee, but she helps manage that.
That's great. The conversation continues with our young entrepreneurs, Dr. Daytona Crebo and Colleen Kubiak here on This Week in Waukesha. And don't forget, the Waffles for Wishes starts in 10 minutes over at Carol's Stackner Ballroom.
This is the Shaw WAUK. Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Home ownership is a big deal, and so is taking the leap into the buying or selling of any property. The Weikert team gets that, and our job is to help you navigate the sales process and provide smooth sailing. You have questions? We have answers. You have worries? We have solutions. Let us open the door to your future home. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 608-721-8002, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
The Shaw, W-A-U-K, Waukesha's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
The Shaw, W-A-U-K, Waukesha's home for Nightlight.
The revolution sounds whisper. Don't you know how talking about a revolution sounds like a whisper? While they're standing in the welfare lines, crying at the doorsteps of those armies of salvation, wasting time in the unemployment lines, sitting around.
You're listening to This Week in Waukesha here in the second hour. That's one of my favorite songs, Revolution by Tracy Chapman. I got to see her live years ago, and of course she played that song, and it's brilliant. And I guess a nice little ode to Women's History Month as well. And you know, and I like to think there's another revolution going on. And I think Anya would agree, is the civic media revolution, where we're bringing live local news at the most local levels throughout the state. And again, another great reason to download the Civic Media app for those of us who like to travel this beautiful state. Not just for our summer homes, but for our kids' events, sporting, musical, performing arts, other events around the state, visiting relatives, business, trade events. Having that Civic Media app allows you to engage with what's going on locally. And so I can't emphasize enough how important it is to have that on your smartphone. You're going to find sports, entertainment, weather, Civic Media's daily news roundup. The podcast gives you what you need to know in your community, from Racine to Hayward. Our news has you covered. So definitely check that out. And again, I'm really glad to have these guys. I've had so many guests on these past few months. People have a long history in Waukesha. You know, Mayor Sean Riley was on again in this quarter and learned that the Riley families have lived in Waukesha for more than 100 years. In December, I had a young woman, Meredith Marks, a senior at Waukesha South, who's part of the SALT program there and the marching band. She's a third-generation Waukesha South, too. So it was great to have some people. Now, I know you went to high school here, Colleen, with Daytona's very new to the community. Your wife's from New Berlin. And, you know, what has Waukesha life meant to you so far?
To me, it's a great mix of small town feel with the access of the city for things to do. And just has a nice sense of community because it has this great downtown area and so many events going on.
Sure. Absolutely. How about you, Colleen?
Yeah, I mean, it's the family aspect and friends. I mean, it's the community here is we've never lived somewhere that we felt so at home. It's a beautiful thing. And there's a little bit of nostalgia in there for me growing up here a little bit too. But yeah, there's no shortage of things to do or especially with kids.
Sure. And how does it feel for you as a business, as a place to do business?
It's been awesome. I mean, we're a little bit of everywhere. We started off when I was living in Milwaukee, and living in Waukesha I feel like it almost like matured our business by moving here. I mean, there's a lot of wonderful established businesses, not that there aren't in Milwaukee, but it's just that like a little bit of suburbs that gives it like the homey feel, and I love it.
Yeah, same here. Go ahead. Yeah,
for me, it's really just that sense of community. As I mentioned, once we have brick and mortar, we really want to continue that community feel with everything. And all the local businesses around here,
right.
I'm not a huge fan of driving down a street and only seeing franchises and corporations everywhere. I love the local business feel of a town.
I got to tell you, we got carry out from People's Park last night. My wife and I are both overcoming some bad. And Mainstream Grill, Magellan's, carry out's always ready in like less than 5 minutes. And you bring it home and it's still hot. The temperatures are right in the food. And
that's unheard of. That's awesome.
You know, on Fridays, People's Park has, in addition to the fish fry, they have a seafood soup. And last night it was a clam chowder, and it did not disappoint.
Nice. We are regulars at El Sol. There's no keeping us from it.
Sure. Well, that's the thing is, too, is I forget that there's so many other places I don't get a chance to go to. And like I told everyone, I tried making Valentine's Day reservations in mid-January for Tufty's Table. And it was already booked.
Oh, I bet. That place is delicious.
I saw Christina, the owner, at a city council meeting a few weeks back. I always felt bad I don't go there enough. But in my defense, whenever I go to to reserve a table, an open table, they're always booked like months in advance or weeks in advance. And you can't just walk in there either. So it's a great place. And so our wedding anniversary is in July, and they're not that far out in terms of the online reservation app. So I'm going to have to go in there in person and make sure we get, because that's where we usually go for our anniversary every year.
Yeah, that's a great choice.
So, yeah, and what a great problem to have, too, you know. Oh. And so, and as our city continues to grow, I'm really excited to see more great independent concepts blossoming up. And not just in the restaurant side, but what you guys are doing in your respective work.
Yeah, I love it.
So, terrific. So, in the 3 minutes we have left here, you know, what is it you want our listeners to know about you as individuals and in your businesses that we haven't touched upon? Daytona. Yeah.
So I would say the biggest thing I value is family, and I want to work with people who value family as well, right? As the mobile chiropractor, I am able to get you more time with your family and do what's really important to you, so you don't have to spend the 15 minutes to drive to an office and then 15 minutes home. You
get half an hour in a waiting line, a waiting room.
You get an extra half hour to an hour to be with your family and not leaving the comfort of your home.
Terrific. Colleen.
Yeah, along similar lines, but getting that extra time to do what you do best and serve your client. Taking social media off of a business owner's plate is, I think it's really important once your business is growing and you have money to invest in it. It's a beautiful thing to be able to get that time back and really serve people in a way that you're passionate and talented at doing. And we love taking that on for you.
I love it. Dr. Daytona Crebo, mobile chiropractor and doctor of social media, Colleen Kubiak of Kula Creative. It's really been an honor getting to know both of you better this morning. And I want to thank you also as listeners too, for finding out the show and spreading the gospel. March Madness continues, even without the Badgers. Good luck to Marquette. Good luck to Pewaukee's Jack Golke for the Cinderella Oakland team. And also for Milan Mamsilovic at Iowa State, a freshman. So a lot of great Wisconsin stories. And as a Spartan, too, remember Tom Izzo, the head coach, is from Iron Mountain, which to me, the UP belongs to Wisconsin. So you can root for my Spartans against North Carolina today at 4:30. So, hey, please remember, we got Waffles for Wishes over at Carroll University starting now. And enjoy this beautiful Saturday. And always remember, safety is everyone's responsibility. Next week, we've got Waukesha South Marching Band promoting the Badger Marching Band's visit on April 7th. And again, live your best life here in the Shaw. Thanks again for joining us. Thank you to Anya. James Santel is next. And see ya!
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Hey, everybody, Todd Alba. On Monday, noon till 2, we'll check in with our March Madness brackets and also update you on news over the weekend on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour.